Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, today's lesson takes us to the country of Chile. Do you know where Chile is? Ah, that's right. It is in South America. Make sure you find a map so you can locate where this country is on the map. Well, it's always fun learning about new places. Our travel articles always bring us to new and exciting places. Okay, friends, as we go through today's lesson, I do have a few questions for you. Here is the first question. What is Chiloé Island known for? And what have the Chileans been growing for a long time? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin. Come with me.
Chiloé, Chile. Enjoy the culture and natural beauty of these lovely islands. Chiloé, a beautiful island chain, lies off the coast of southern Chile. The island's hills, forests, and colorful wooden houses on stilts make it special. Spain conquered Chiloé's main island in 1567, and its culture combined with the local tribe's traditions. The result is a beautiful, unique place that is worth visiting. Chiloé Island is known for its many traditional wooden churches from the 17th and 18th centuries. Because of their beauty and cultural significance, 16 of them are UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们看 stilt 这个名词。Stilt 是指支撑建筑物来高过地面或水面的柱子或支材。例如 people in this area live above the water in huts that are built on stilts because of frequent flooding. 住在这个地区的人因为常常有水灾所以住在用柱子支撑的水上棚屋里。或者是 the beach house's stilts were rotten,It's no longer safe to live in. 这个海滩屋的支柱已经腐朽了，住在里面已经不安全了。或者是 the building was built on big concrete stilts. 这个建筑物是盖在很粗的水泥柱上。继续我们看的是 conquer 这个动词 ,Q-U-E-R 这个字根有寻求的意思，所以 conquer 是指征服、击败或者是占领。例如 Germany conquered France in World War II.德国在第二次世界大战时占领了法国。Conquer 也指解决问题或者是战胜某一种弱点。例如 The boy conquered his stage fright and completed his speech perfectly. 这个男孩成功地战胜了舞台恐惧症，完美地完成了他的演讲。
Yes, I love South America.、Mm-hmm. Don't you like South America?
Of course I do. I've actually never been to South America, but I do like the idea or the thought of visiting South America.
Okay, well, I've been to Mexico. Oh, no, I've only been to Central America. I would love to go to South America, and I'd love to visit a lot of countries there. Maybe even Chile could be on my list. And if I go to Chile, I could put Chiloé on my list.
That's so interesting, Gabe. That is the name of today's lesson. Chiloé, Chile. Enjoy the culture and natural beauty of these lovely islands. So there's more than one island?
Good question. Yes, there is more than one island. As a matter of fact, you might even call this an archipelago.
Archipelago.
Yeah, archipelago.
Archipelago.
Very nice.
Just like that. Archipelago. Friends, can you try saying that word, archipelago? That's just a group of small islands or an area in the sea in which there are many small islands. This actually reminds me of Hawaii. Hawaii is also an archipelago because there are lots of small islands around Hawaii.
Well, yeah, Hawaii is made up of islands, right? So that's an archipelago. I think of Palau, there are lots of islands there. The Greek islands, There are different archipelagos around the world, right? Lots and lots of tiny islands, or even larger ones. So we're learning about Chiloé, a beautiful island chain, or archipelago, that lies off the coast of southern Chile. Okay, so it's not too far from the mainland.
Nope, it doesn't sound like it. The island's hills, forests, and colorful wooden houses on stilts make them special. Stilts, that's just like those small, I don't know how small they are necessarily, but they're pieces of wood that raise the houses off the ground. We actually see that a lot in, let's see, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Why in Wilmington?
Wilmington, North Carolina, because it's right near the ocean.
Okay.
And in case there are hurricanes, the houses are on stilts to prevent them from being really damaged by all the water that could possibly flood the area.
That's right. That is the purpose of these kinds of stilts, friends. So raising the house, and there's a big space underneath the house where the stilts are. Okay, so Spain conquered Chiloé's main island in 1567, and its culture combined with the local tribes' traditions. So we've got this culture that's, I guess, a mix of a lot of different cultures.
That's really what it sounds like. So the result is a beautiful, unique place that is worth visiting. Well, now let's pause for a moment and talk about this word worth. It's definitely worth talking about. If something is worth doing something, that means it's important enough to do it. So, for example, the book, The Help, is definitely worth reading. Have you read that book yet, Gabe?
Have I read that book?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've seen the movie, and I think the movie is worth watching. It's worth your time if you're going to spend some time watching a movie. There are so many terrible movies out there. The Help is a good one. It's worth watching. Is the book worth reading?
And the book is definitely worth reading. It's so good. I know that there's a lot of books. There are a lot of books out there that are worth reading. Well, you know, Thailand is a country that is worth visiting. I went there with my family a few years ago. It was so beautiful.
Oh, good. Well, maybe Thailand is a country worth visiting, and we should all go.
Definitely.
Now, what else is worth doing? Well, of course, if you go to a restaurant and you think that the food is kind of pricey, it's kind of expensive, but you love the atmosphere and the good service, and the food really does taste good, you could say the food, the restaurant, is worth the price.
Ah, right. Is worth the price. Now, if you notice on the screen here, we have worth plus an ing verb. You can also replace that ing word with other words like the price.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, continuing on, I would say that Chile is probably worth visiting. It definitely seems that way. Chiloé Island is known for its many traditional wooden churches from the 17th and 18th centuries. Hey, you know, talking about churches, it kind of reminds me of that church we went to visit in Taidong.
What? Oh.
You know, but that was not
the Gongdong Church?
Yes, the Gongdong Church.
Yeah.
But that was not a wooden church. We're speaking of wooden churches here.
That's right. Actually, a lot of these churches have been destroyed, but some of them have been preserved, and you can go and visit them and see what they look like now. And they have very unique architecture. We read, because of their beauty and cultural significance, 16 of them are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And so, of course, with like a lot of other World Heritage Sites, these are places that you can visit and enjoy looking at.
Exactly. Well, friends, we've had a lot of fun learning about Chile so far, but one thing we want to remind you of is don't put off learning English. Don't put off learning English.
Right. Well, I don't think we should put off anymore the
InfoCloud.
Let's go there now.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us once again. Ken, I have to admit something to you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I almost didn't get this week's InfoCloud lessons written in time for our recording. I just kept putting it off and doing other things until I suddenly realized I delayed too long and might not have time to finish writing.
No worries. I understand. Friends, did you hear what Pauline just said? putting something off means that you delay or choose not to do something right away.
Yes, it's basically the action of procrastination.
Right. We can also use this phrase with people. To put someone off means to delay responding to or dealing with someone.
For example, when my husband and I first met, I knew he wanted to date me, but I kept putting him off because I wanted to take my time making that decision.
Well, I'm glad he waited. Now, putting something or someone off also has another meaning, and that is to cause a feeling of dislike or repulsion.
Right. And as usual, context is key here. Returning to my example, if I had just said, when I first met my husband, I put him off. Without the greater context I gave you the first time, native English speakers might interpret that to mean that when Josh met me, something about me made him dislike me.
And that's not true?
No, I don't think so.
Good. 因为有一个很长的字 procrastinate. Procrastinate 就是拖延。如果你觉得这个字太长不好背，那你也可以用另外这个片语 put something off 表示延迟拖延一件事。Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. 今天可以做的事不要拖到明天再做。用在人身上 put someone off 呢就是延迟或取消跟某人的约会。但 put off 还有另一个意思就是令人厌恶。因此呢听到这个片语的时候一定要注意它的上下文。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. And as you already know, today's lesson takes us to Chiloé, Chile. And that is in South America. Doesn't it sound like an exciting place to go and visit? So many things to see. You can see churches and forests. And of course, since it's an island, there's going to be lots of water as well. Friends, we have more to learn about this amazing island chain, so let's continue with our next reading.
Chiloé, Chile. Local carpenters built them using methods they learned from building ships. The builders placed these churches on hilltops so people on ships could see them and use them to navigate. Their location also helped prevent them from being flooded. Chiloé's culture also includes delicious food that every visitor should try. Chileans have been growing potatoes for centuries, and Chiloé has hundreds of types. Locals like to eat them in a meat, fish, and potato stew called caranto en olla.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 carpenter 这个名词。Carpenter 是指木匠或木工。例如 ,you need a carpenter to fix your window frame. 你需要木工帮你修一下窗框。或者是 this carpenter is more expensive because of his fine woodworking skills. 这位木匠因为木工精致所以比较昂贵。Carpenter 跟 joiner, J-O-I-N-E-R, 都是从事木工但是工作的内容不太相同。Joiner 是指细的木工例如做柜子或者是固定的家具。而 carpenter 的工作多半是在架构或装设例如铺地毯、装设柜子等等。所以我们看的是 prevent 这个动词 PRE 这个字首是指提早 VENT 是指来到所以 prevent 就是提前预防某件事的来到例如 precautions were taken to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease 预防措施有提前执行来预防这个高度容易传染的疾病的散播 prevent 也指阻止或妨碍例如 the girl's lack of confidence prevents her from pursuing her dreams. 这个女孩的缺乏自信心阻碍了她追求自己的梦想。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, so we are talking about these churches, these wooden churches that are World Heritage Sites. And we read in this section, local carpenters built them using methods they learned from building ships. Okay, so I don't know how many buildings are built that way. This makes it a unique building method.
The builders placed these churches on hilltops so people on ships could see them and use them to navigate. That almost sounds like a lighthouse.
Yeah, it serves the purpose,
yes,
of a lighthouse.
But obviously a little different, because a lighthouse is not put on a hill in the same way that these churches are put on a hill.
Well, I mean, yeah, a lighthouse is in a high place, or at least it's in a place where people can see.
Well, definitely.
But maybe these churches don't have lights blinking out of them, right?
Probably not. Not like a lighthouse.
No, but they are very beautiful churches. You can see them from a distance. And so these ships out at sea, it would help them as they navigated. Rebecca, what does that mean if you're navigating?
Well, you know, when you think of this word navigate, it kind of reminds me of helping people find their way somewhere. So you can navigate on a ship, or you can navigate your way through a city. Like when I first came to Taiwan, I didn't have a cell phone, and I had a very difficult time navigating my way through the city of Taipei.
Oh, well, did you ever use Google Maps or
I didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, you didn't have a cell
phone? I didn't have a cell phone.
You couldn't. Oh,
so
did you have a map? Did you have a map at all?
Well, you know, I tried using the MRT map.
Oh.
But, you know, that only helps you navigate your way around the MRT system.
Yes. Yes.
And it only helped me if it was in English.
Well, it's good to navigate your way around the MRT system. And if you're visiting a new city, yes, you want to be able to navigate your way around and through the city. So, of course, if you're navigating, you're planning and directing the course. Often I think of a vehicle. So if I'm driving, I might say, okay, I'll drive, and then you, sitting in the passenger seat, you help navigate. You tell us where we should go.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it worked in my family. We had the driver, and then we had the one sitting in the passenger seat, the navigator. They would usually use Google Maps or, way back when, an actual map. My mom's job was to be the navigator. But, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how these churches helped people on the ships to navigate. Their location also helped prevent them from being flooded. And that's actually very important. Don't want to be flooded.
Well, right, yeah. So these churches are on tops of hills, mm-hmm, which of course makes it difficult to be flooded. Well, we continue here. Chiloe's culture it also includes delicious food that every visitor should try. So, looks like maybe there's another reason I should visit Chiloe, not just for the man-made churches, but also for the food.
Ooh, yes. I know that. Well, it sounds like they have a lot of good food, especially potatoes. Because it says Chileans have been growing potatoes for centuries. I actually love potatoes, so this makes me very excited. And Chiloe has hundreds of types. Wait, they have hundreds of types of potatoes?
Yeah. I think it might be their staple food.
Oh, yeah, right there. I think you're right. It sounds like it could be a staple food. I bet they eat potatoes a lot.
I think so. Well, let's talk about this phrase, friends, staple food. Now, you don't see the word staple in our lesson. You might think a stapler is just that thing that keeps your papers together in the office, a staple, right? However, staple does have another meaning, and that is the basic something for people's needs. So a staple food is the basic food that a lot of people in a culture use. For example, in Taiwan, a staple food is rice. A lot of people eat rice at every meal.
You know, some of my friends say that they feel like they haven't actually eaten, uh-huh, until they've eaten rice,
yeah,
here in Taiwan.
That's how you know it's their staple,
yes,
food.
Or some of my friends have also said that they need to eat some rice every single meal. It is a staple food. Well, you know what's a staple food in my own home?
Hmm?
Is cheese.
Oh.
Cheese is a staple food. It's very important in my home.
Oh, well, in my home, koshie mian is my staple food. It's not very healthy. I prefer potatoes for for something healthy. You know what? This is like Romania. When I went to visit Romania, they had potatoes in every meal. A lot like the Chileans, right? And here we see in our lesson that there are hundreds of different types of potatoes.
And locals like to eat them in a meat, fish, and potato stew called coranto en olla. Ooh, sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now it's time for us to go to Twin.
Time. Welcome back to Twin Time, everyone. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina. It's time to review today's lesson.
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Okay, the words are conquer, stilt, carpenter, and prevent. Wow, these are some great words. So let's begin. The first sentence is, in the early 1500s, the Spanish began to Central and South America. If your answer is conquer, you are correct. In the early 1500s, the Spanish began to conquer Central and South America. This means the Spanish took control of Central and South America land by force. Okay, here's the next sentence. Washing your hands with soap may you from getting sick. I think you know the answer to this one. Correct. Washing your hands with soap may prevent you from getting sick. Christina, how do you prevent yourself from getting sick?
Well, I take vitamin C every morning. But when I start to feel sick, I'll cover my face with a mask.
Me too. Okay, we don't want to spread any germs. Let's move on to our last sentence. The built a wooden chair for his grandmother. Is the answer stilt or carpenter?
Right, you guessed it correct. The carpenter built a wooden chair for his grandmother. Well done, everyone.
We had a lot of fun with you today. We look forward to seeing you next time on Twin Time.
Wait, is everything in Chile man-made?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Well, friends, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, so please join us right here on Studio Classroom.